Horios, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. We continue on explaining these principles of when these korbanos are applicable to the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Gadol. So it says, "Ein chayavan al asa valosa sheshev mikdash." There is a possibility of a mitzvahs, both asa and losasa, so to speak, regarding the mikdash, for which one would not be liable to bring the helem davar. The scenario is, we talked about going to Beis HaMikdash, that's a Isser Karis, if one's Tameh, and therefore one can't do it. But if one does do it, then he is liable to bring not a Chatas Kavua, but the Olav Yored, which is why there's no obligation to bring the Helem Davar, and with a special Parko Mashiach. Now there's the Aseh angle, the positive angle is that, although there's actually two mitzvahs, here we're talking about if one finds out he's Tameh, he's required to leave the Beis HaMikdash, like the temple courtyard, whatever it is, in the most direct way possible and not go roundabout. So if the Sanhedrin would paskin to go in the indirect route incorrectly, that would be a possibility of them ruling wrongly, but still no Helem Davar, and same goes if a Komashiach paskins for himself and goes the long way around. There's no special korban for him because there's no Chatas Kavua, but an Olav Yored for those averes of done b'shogeg by accident. They'd mevi'in asham talui al aseh v'alo saseh shebimikdash. And also, if one is not sure whether or not he went to the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tameh, let's say there were two paths into the Beis HaMikdash, and now he's not sure which one he went, maybe some, maybe not, or similarly, he leaves, he's not sure if he did or didn't leave in the direct route. The point is, normally when it comes to being liable for a chatas, a sin offering one brings, an asham talui, if he doesn't know if he's obligated, and that Asham Toy, the guilt suspending offering, comes in place of the Chatas Kavua until one figures out, if he ever does figure out whether or not he's Chayav. But that doesn't apply to a Chatas Olav Yored. And since that's a variable Olav Yored Korban that's brought, if one inadvertently violates the being Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, if he's not sure if he did or didn't, there's no Asham Talui. Mishnah continues and says, "Aval chayavan al aseh v'lo saseh shebenida." There is both a positive and negative commandment, so to speak. You could ruling regarding a nida, and if the bezin ruled incorrectly and everyone followed it incorrectly, then you would indeed bring an asham tali, and same goes for the kohen mashiach. Umevi an asham tali al aseh v'lo saseh shebenida. Same goes if we're talking about you're not sure if it happened or didn't happen. There would be an asham tali because if one in fact sleeps with a nida, so the penalty is karas if it's mazid and chatas kavua if it's shogeg. Now the Mishnah asked the question you want to know probably, which is ezuhi mitzvahs asa shebanita. How do you have a positive commandment regarding anita? How does that work? So the answer is proshman anita. The answer is the obligation to separate from anita. So the idea here is that I'll read the Mishnah further. It says u mitzvahs lo sasa lo savo el hanida. So the general mitzvah is one may not be intimate with a woman who's got the status of being a nida, and again, if one does intentionally, it's karis; accidentally, it's a chatas kavua. But there's a separate positive requirement. That's the negative. Do not. But the positive is, let's say, for example, in the middle of things, the woman realizes she's a nida, or she becomes a nida then and there. So then, the man is not allowed to just immediately disengage right away because that would still give him the enjoyment as if, you know, on the way out, there's a way in. Rather, he needs to essentially wait until he calms down and he has an aver mace. He's flaccid, and then he can disengage and wouldn't no longer erect. Wouldn't get the enjoyment of disengaging from the woman. So that's the case where if he would immediately disengage, there would be an obligation of again karas if he did it on purpose and chatas if it was done unintentionally b'shogeg. And so that's the kind of scenario where you could have a need of an asa and losa said that the Sanhedrin might have to bring a parhelem davar or 12 on the behalf of the kal, and similarly the kol mashiach, if he ruled wrongly in that regard and followed his psak unintentionally b'shkaga, he would have to bring the special par kol mashiach.